The Reeves family came to us in 1986 as a missionary family from Cincinnati, Ohio. Their mission with God was to rescue Brownsburg Christian Church, later known as Connection Point Christian Church, so this congregation could connect tens of thousands of people to Christ through a season that has lasted 31 years. This mission was not about buildings or facilities, but instead the lives of his people that he has equipped with love and leadership. This mission will continue because we are God's people and our permanent mission is to connect people to him. Remember, and as Steve would say, get it, got it, good, got it. But we're not going to say goodbye, got it. We're not going to say farewell, got it. We're going to say, see you around, got it? And as Steve would say, oh, come on now. Join with us as we help launch Steve and Kristen into their next stage of life while serving God. And continue to pray for the Connection Point mission as we enter our next stage of life, serving God and connecting others to Him. What a mighty God we serve.
My soul, my Savior God, to Thee. justice you will reign, and every knee will bow. And we bring our expectations, our hope is anchored in your name, the name of Jesus.
That reminds me of the prophet Isaiah, who said, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't get weary, but he holds everything together in Christ Jesus." So today we gather to honor Pastor Stephen Christen. But more importantly, we gather to lift high the name of Jesus Christ, who was, is, and will remain the head of the church. Amen?
Amen. From age to age you reign, your kingdom has no end. We lift our banner high, we lift the name of Jesus. From age to age you reign, your kingdom has no end. You are the only king forever, Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the
Good morning. It's so awesome to see all of you here today to celebrate 31 years of ministry for Pastor Steve and Christen. And I just want to invite all of you here in the center and in the point to really engage with us today, to cry if you want to cry, to laugh when you want to laugh, to applaud when you want to applaud, and just enjoy this time of celebration and just be part of that with us, okay? Let's agree to do that, right? Yeah. All right. So Pastor Steve, I just want to say a couple of things to you as we get going. You know, I am convinced that it's by God's grace that 31 years ago, he brought you here. Yeah. And that he has used you and Christen tremendously in this Brownsburg, Hendricks County area to really change lives. And I know that lives are changed because of this ministry and what you guys have been doing here. But I also know that you have a shepherd's heart and you love people. And I remember the first time that Paul and I were here, we were brand new 2 years ago. We really didn't know anyone. And Paula said to one of the greeters, "Pastor Steve really has a great heart, doesn't he?" And she said, "Yes. Yes, he really loves us." And so keeping the main thing of loving God and loving people has just been so awesome to watch you do. And Christen, you've been just an awesome pastor's wife. And really only another pastor's wife could really understand what it is you go through when you're a pastor's wife. But you've been there for Steve. You've been his confidant, his prayer partner, someone he can trust and go to and talk to. You've just been by his side and just done a great job of that. I think about all the hospital visits you've gone on, the times you spent mentoring women, serving in Kid City, just everything that you've done here has just been so great. And we just love both you guys and appreciate just everything you've done for this church and this community. Love you guys. So are you guys ready to celebrate?
Yeah.
All right, let me pray and then we'll get started. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this day and for Steve and Kristen and just, God, for the way that you've used them in this world and how you've just been glorified through their work. God, we just pray that you just help us have a great time of celebration today. It's in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So greet someone and say, thank God for Pastor Steve and Kristen. So I want to give you an idea of what the service is going to look like today. It's going to be a little different, similar to what you're used to, but a tad different. We're going to have some guest speakers, several videos, a guest singer, Melinda, who's a friend of the Reeves family, and we're just going to enjoy this time together here in the center and in a point. So we've got a couple videos we want to start out with, some friends and family that are very close to Steve and Kristen, so take a look at these videos.
Dad, Mom.
So Dad decided he was going to take me to the State Fair to see Tim McGraw. Played a great show, 2 hours, and Dad's like, you know, we should go before encore happens. By the way, he talks like this sometimes.
The side of his mouth. We also got this. Time to go. Wrap it up.
And I was like, Dad, I don't know, man. Maybe Faith Hill might come out. I'm not sure. So we get back to the car, and I hear a big roar. Who knows? He just came out for his encore. Reading the paper the next day, Faith Hill came out, sang 3 songs. So, story of our lives, I think. Mm-hmm.
And I missed the season the Colts won 3 games. We just played the Super Bowl winning Packers, and we missed the last minute of it because Dad wanted to get home early. Let's talk about Dad's jokes.
Oh boy.
Yeah. We, those got tested on us a lot, but it kind of didn't matter because no matter our opinion, which was usually like, he's like, I'm going to put it in. They're going to love it.
Just trust me. This is going to kill. Like, whatever. And then the next day, it would kill.
It did.
We still didn't laugh, but it was kidding.
No. We think they were courtesy laughs mostly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told somebody sometime about Mom. She could have a sermon in 5 times shorter the amount of time as Dad, but have it twice as impactful.
Mm-hmm.
So she could get you with one line.
That's true.
She was, you know, mostly the quiet one in the room, or the 5 of us. But usually when she said something, you perked up. And
you
that's what we should do.
Paid attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you really had something serious to talk to Dad about, or you don't know how he's going to take it, you would go in to talk to Mom about it. And she would, like, scare me to the point where, like, I'm scared to tell Dad. And so what I found out is she was always kind of the bad cop in those situations.
Yes.
And I would go, you go talk to Dad, and Dad was like, that's all right, man.
Yep.
Let's just talk it out. I was like, scared me to death.
That is very true.
So, but they were the yin and the yang. I mean, they were they're a perfect little couple.
Yes, they are.
Did.
They kind of let us do our thing and learn things on our own, and we learn by example, obviously, and so we're all in good places as adults, and we're very close family, and so that's attributed to Mom and Dad, for sure.
Mm-hmm. We just want to thank you for being great parents, being new parents that we are now. And how busy you guys were, which was all the time. We could always call Dad no matter what. If he was in a meeting, if we ever needed Mom, they always picked up and let us know that we were the first priority.
Yeah.
Thank you for the grace and the presence and just the model that you gave to us in our home. And I think it was easy for us to always go to church because the person that was at home are the same people that were at church.
I think it's going to be really great for everybody, for Dad, you know, and Mom, they deserve this time, and so I'm excited to get to see what they get to do and all the things that they have on their bucket list they get to do, so that'll be exciting for them. So yeah, we're excited for them and for the church and this next chapter as well. So, but yes, we love you very much.
Hey Chris, Kyle and Craig here. Sorry we couldn't be there. We're in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And I just want to say how proud we are of you and just being our big sis, how much we love you and very excited about what's next for you.
Yeah, that was my line about being a big sis, but he stole it. Anyway, I was going to tell you, congratulations. We love you. You have been our rock in our lives. And I can't believe it's been so many years since you and Stedman had moved.
It's not Stedman, it's Stewart.
Stewart?
No. Stewart. No, what is it?
That you and Stewart got.
No, it's
Steve.
Steve.
Congratulations to you and Steve and all the years of ministry there.
Love you.
Love you.
Oh, we have a very special guest speaker with us today. Bob Cherry and his wife Vicky are here joining us. Bob's been one of Steve's close friends. He was a retired senior pastor of Northeast Christian Church, retired recently there. He and Steve first met at Cincinnati Bible College when Steve was a freshman and Bob was a senior. And since then, their friendship has really blossomed. They spent about 8 to 10 years going on trips together to Nashville, pastors' conferences, and really getting to know each other there over those years. And then over the last 10 years, they've spent many hours together as a couple, just spending time and vacationing and conferences and just really hanging out. And so we want to welcome Bob Cherry today as he speaks with us and speaks to Steve. Thanks.
Well, it is so good to be here, and I really appreciate Steve asking me to speak. But if he said it to me once, he said it to me 10 times. Remember, Bob, you only have 15 minutes. Don't you dare go any longer. So, friends, I'm on the clock, so we need to move, all right? Now, I am not a mind reader, but I do believe that my wife and I have a pretty good idea what Steve and Kristen are thinking right about now. And I say that because 17 months ago, Vicky and I experienced a day just like this as we celebrated our retirement from a church that we started 38 years ago called Northeast Christian in Louisville, Kentucky. So we really do have an idea what these two are thinking as they sit down here on the second row. First of all, I know that Steve is thinking, you better not go longer than 15 minutes, Bob. I got it, Steve. I got it, right? I will not go longer. In all seriousness, if we could get inside their heads, I think we would hear them thinking things like this. 31 years, and now it's coming to a close. Wow, what a ride. To think that we raised two boys and a daughter in this place, and today we're going to say goodbye. Hope we don't cry, probably will. And how do we tell the people of this church how much we love and appreciate them and how much we're going to miss them? And I'm sure they're thinking, I wonder what God has in mind for us next as we close this ministry season out and we start a new one. And knowing Kristen, I'm sure that she's sitting down there thinking, whatever you do, don't embarrass me. Bob, whatever you do, just don't embarrass me. And I promise you, Kristen, we will not embarrass you. But I cannot say that we will not embarrass the guy who's sitting next to you, all right? Because you know what, friends? We've got some pictures. Would you like to see those pictures? Yeah, I bet you would. All right, here we go. The first picture is a picture of your retiring preacher when he was a toddler, and may I say, a very chubby toddler, don't you think, when you look at that? Now, here's a picture of your retiring preacher when he was just a little boy. On the count of three, let's all go, oh, one, two, three. Yeah, that's it. Here's one of your retiring preacher when he was in high school. I think it was graduating. I think it was in the 50s. I'm not sure when it was. Here's a picture of your retiring preacher when he was playing basketball at the Cincinnati Bible College. Now, I'm not sure how much he got to play, but in warm-ups, he was awesome. Look at him. I mean, he was great. Here's the graduation picture from Cincinnati Bible College. And you know, this man went on to become the minister at Brownsburg Christian Church and Connection Point and has been there 31 years. Here's a picture of Steve and Kristen's wedding. Thought this was pretty neat. I think it's all good, but I look at it and I go, Steve, a white tuxedo. Who in the world would ever wear a white tuxedo? Look at this next picture. I would wear a white tuxedo. And if you were married in the 70s, guys, you wore white tuxedos as well. I love this next one. This is your retiring preacher in the early days of Brownsburg Christian Church, and they always talked about the red carpet that was in that building. This next one is a picture of the Reeves family when their kiddos were really young. Look at that. I'm not sure what's on his face, but something's going on there. And I just threw these next two pictures in to show you how goofy your retiring preacher is. Look at this one. That was their wedding. And then this next one, look at this one. Oh gosh, yeah, there he is. You know, it's really funny when you look at those pictures, you just cannot help but think, man, how time just flies. And you know something it really does, as James, the brother of Jesus, said, life is like a vapor, it's here, and it's amazing, it's gone. And Steve, what you have accomplished here over the past 31 years is amazing, and it's something that most pastors never get to experience, and that is a long-term ministry. Statistics say that the average minister stays at a church anywhere between 3 and 7 years, and here he is going on 32. And friends, you need to know that over these past 31 years, your pastor has experienced great times, he's experienced hard times, he's hired staff, he's had to fire staff, he's married friends, he's buried friends, he's led countless campaigns, and he's led building programs, he's baptized thousands, he's preached at least 1,200 sermons. And I just want to say, Steve, you have had an incredible God-honoring ministry. And friend, I don't want you to ever forget that. And so that's why, with the help of this congregation, I want to paint a picture for Steve and Kristen of the impact that he has had on this community and on this church. So I'm going to ask Steve and Kristen if you'd come up. They don't want to, I know. But come on up in front of the stage and kind of look out at the audience, and then maybe you can also look at the screens. But I'm going to ask you to participate, all right? So here we go, first of all. If Steve officiated at your wedding, would you please stand and remain standing? Come on, if he officiated at your wedding, would you please? Great. All right, number two. If Steve officiated at a friend or a family's funeral, would you please stand and remain standing? Would you do that? Look at that. If Steve ever visited you in the hospital or in your home, would you please stand and remain standing? If he ever visited you. If Steve ever put his arm around you and prayed with you, would you stand and remain standing? Awesome. If Steve has ever met you for lunch, would you stand and remain standing? Now, if you paid and he didn't, sit back down, is what I would probably say. How about this one? If Steve baptized you, would you please stand and remain standing? If Steve baptized you, look at that. Amazing. That's amazing. All right. Remember, I only have 15 minutes, so we'll clap at the end, all right? If you consider Steve a friend, would you stand and remain standing? If your life was heading down a dead-end road and Steve helped you turn your life around, would you stand and remain standing? If you've grown in your relationship with Christ because of Steve, would you stand and remain standing? Awesome. If you've ever learned and been impacted by one of Steve's sermons, would you please stand? And finally, if this is your first weekend at Connection Point and you have no idea who Steve is, would you stand, all right? All right. I just want you to remain standing, and I just want to say, Steve, look around, buddy. I want you to see how much you have influenced and impacted this church. Look at this. And impacted this community. You really have. Knowing Steve, I know he's going to say, it wasn't me, it was Christ working through me, and I know that he's right, but nevertheless, Steve, I believe that every single person in this room wants to say to you, well done, good and faithful service. And so congregation, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to verbally tell them exactly that. And so at the count of three, here's what I want you to do. I want you to say, we love you, Pastor Steve, and then I want you to go, whoop, whoop. Would you do that? We love you, Pastor Steve, whoop, whoop. And listen, I know this is basketball territory. And so I want you to say these words to Steve like you were at a game. We love you, Pastor Steve. What, what, you know? And then I want you to applaud, and I want you to applaud the two of them, and I want you to let them know how much they have meant to you over the past 31 years, all right? So here goes. Are you ready? I'm going to count to three, and don't disappoint me, all right? One, two, three.
We love you, Pastor Steve.
Woo, woo! That's awesome. Thank you. That's awesome. You may be seated. Let me tell you something I think was pretty cool that the people at our church did when Vicki and I retired. Word got out, individual families, they gave us gift cards to McDonald's, to Outback, to Subway, to City Barbecue, to the movies. This last service, Steve said St. Elmo's, whatever that means, all right? It's funny, you named the restaurant, we were given a card, and would you believe after 17 months, we're still using those cards and we're having a blast. And in our opinion, it was such a simple and hands-on way for the people of our church to express their gratitude, and we have just had so much fun with those cards. So can I encourage you to do the same with Steve and Kristen? Now, I promise you, the Reeves had no idea I was going to talk about the gift cards, but because it meant so much to us, I know how much it would mean to them. So how about this? The next time you're at Kroger and they're doing that four times the gas point thing, you know, buy a gift card, drop it by the church, or mail it to the Reeves. Tell you something else that Steve is thinking right about now, and he is thinking, when did I get old? And Steve, you are old. And so am I, buddy. Reminds me of the story of three guys who discovered they were all born on the same day. They all had the same birthday. So they said, hey, we're all turning 50. How about this? Let's all go celebrate our birthday together. Well, where should we go? Let's go to that restaurant down by the river. They've got some really pretty waitresses down there. So they all went. 10 years later, they said, hey, we're all turning 60 on the same day. Let's go celebrate our birthday together. Where should we go? Let's go to that restaurant down by the river. They've got some really good food down there. When they turned 70, they said, let's go celebrate our birthday together. Well, where should we go? Let's go to that restaurant down by the river. They've got a new wheelchair ramp down there. And when they turned 80, they said, hey, let's celebrate our birthday together. Where should we go? Let's go to that restaurant down by the river. We've never been there before. Steve, the fact is, man, we're growing old. I mean, come on. This is his retirement day. And so on this day, I have just four brief things that I want him to think about as he heads into this new phase of life. Number one, enjoy your retirement. Just like Connection Point, my church had a Saturday night service, and we had a couple Sunday morning services, which meant that Vicki and I, you just don't get a lot of weekends. I missed a lot of Saturday night Louisville basketball and football games. I missed a lot of my daughter's soccer games on Sunday morning, but you know something, not anymore. Because for the first time in 38 years, I don't officially have to be anywhere, and it has been so refreshing for us. Vicki and I we've been traveling a lot. We've gone to Israel, the Rocky Mountains, New England, Arizona, the Caribbean. Last January, I did something I thought I'd never do. I went backpacking for 5 weeks in Thailand and Malaysia and Cambodia. We've been able to spend a lot more time with our 6 grandkids. We've taken more walks. We've just explored new places. We have learned to take deep breaths. And so I challenge you, Steve, if you can, do the same. Now, Steve, I think most of us know you're wired up pretty tight. Tight is what it is. And so this retirement thing is not going to be easy for you, but for your sake and for Kristen's sake and for your grandkids' sake, gear it down. Learn to breathe in, learn to breathe out. And while you're taking those breathers, you know, how about taking your lovely wife on some trips with the Cherries? Will you do that? All right. Number two, take care of yourself physically. I played sports in high school and college, and I've got some aches and pains because of those days. I've had a hip replacement. Same is true with Steve. Steve's a jock. Steve played all the sports, and he too is paying for it today. His knees, his hips, his foot, his shoulders, you could probably go from top to bottom. And you guys have had to watch him preach in all kinds of mechanisms up here, right? I mean, you never know where he's going to be standing or leaning upon. But I just want to say to Steve, now comes retirement. And Steve, buddy, that means you're going to have a lot more time to concentrate on your health. So can I encourage you to take a walk and to ride a bike and to join a gym and to lose some weight and to honestly get in shape? I had a friend say to me, and it was so good, he said, I love retirement. He said, I get up about 7:30 in the morning, I have my quiet time, I eat breakfast, I go to the gym, I come home and I shower, and by then it's only 11 o'clock in the morning, which means I've got the whole rest of my day in front of me. Steve, I challenge you, because you're gonna have a lot more time now. You gotta do this, you gotta take care of yourself. Number three. I want Steve to remember that God is not finished with him. He's not finished. For over 30 years, God has used Steve to grow and build the hardest entity on earth to lead, and that is a local church. I mean, Steve has baptized thousands. He's baptized hundreds. He's preached to thousands. He's raised millions of dollars. But here's the deal. What if the past 31 years were simply preparation for what God has for him next. And I just want to say, Steve, God is not finished with you. So I want to say, don't you dare just retire. Don't you dare just get comfortable and just survive away the rest of your years. There are way too many people who don't know Jesus, so don't you dare, and I don't think you will, don't you dare lose your heart for the lost. Because now more than ever, he's going to have the time and the resources and the wisdom to make a God-sized impact. So Steve, go big, bet the farm. Imagine the unexpected, imagine the unimaginable. You see, I believe that most people make the biggest mistake in life sitting still. And they waste their God-sized dreams by allowing them to remain dreams. They bury these tremendous talents into the ground and they wait until there's no time in life to live. And in doing so, they do the worst thing possible for the watching world who is hoping and yearning and watching for the truth of Jesus. They sit back and they do nothing. They do nothing, but not you, Steve. Don't you dare. Because we all know that God is not finished with you yet. Don't you ever, ever forget that. My last point. Watch after your soul. For 30 plus years, as the minister of a growing church, I had a fairly strict morning routine. I'm wired up pretty tight as well. I would come in, I'd say hi to my assistant, I'd walk into my office, I'd sit down at my desk, I wouldn't check my phone, I wouldn't check my email. Instead, almost every single day, I would spend about 30 minutes caring for the most important part of me, my soul, by connecting with God and during that time in prayer and Bible study. And it's what I did almost every single morning. And so I just knew that I'd do the same thing when I would retire. I didn't. It could be because I didn't have a routine, but for the first 3 to 6 months of my retirement, I neglected my soul. I'd get up and, I'd check my phone and I'd check all those emails and I'd exercise and I'd go to breakfast and then I would just continue on with my day doing very, very little to feed my soul. For 38 years, friends, I guarded my heart and I walked with God and I watched after my soul and then I retired. Thankfully, about 6 months ago into retirement, I ran across a book by John Ortberg entitled Soul Keeping, and this copy's for Steve. And on pages 13 and 14 of that book, Ortberg tells just a very simple story that God used to get this retiree's attention. I just want to read it to you. He writes, there once was a town high in the Alps that straddled the banks of a beautiful stream. The stream was fed by springs that were old as the earth and deep as the sea. The water was clear like crystal. Children laughed and they played beside it. Swans and geese swam on it. You could see the rocks and the sand and the rainbow trout that swarmed at the bottom of that stream. High in the hills, far beyond anyone's sight, lived an old man who served as the keeper of the springs. He had been hired so long ago that now no one could remember a time when he wasn't there. And so he would travel from one spring to another in the hills, removing branches or fallen leaves or debris that might pollute the water, but his work was unseen. One year, the town council decided they had better things to do with their money. No one supervised the old guy anyway. They had roads to repair and taxes to collect and services to offer, and giving money to an unseen stream cleaner had become a luxury that no longer they could afford. So the old man left his post. High in the mountains, the springs were untended. Twigs and branches and worse, muddied the liquid flow. Mud and silt compacted the creek bed. Farm waste turned parts of the stream into stagnant bogs. For a time, no one in the village noticed. But after a while, the water was not the same. It began to look brackish. The swans flew away to live elsewhere. The water no longer had a crisp scent that drew children to play by it. Some people in the town began to grow ill. All noticed the loss of sparkling beauty that used to flow between the banks of the streams that fed the town. The life of the village depended on the stream, and the life of the stream depended on the keeper. The city council reconvened. Money was found. The old man was rehired. After yet another time, the springs were clean, the stream was pure, children played again on its banks, illness was replaced by health, the swans came home and the village came back to life. For you see, the life of the village depended on the health of the stream. And then Ortberg follows that story up with just one sentence that smacked me right in the face. And he writes, the stream is your soul and you are the keeper of the stream. Four things, Steve. Enjoy your retirement. Enjoy it. Take care of yourself physically. Remember that God has not finished with you. And most important, daily, buddy, most important, daily, you watch after your soul. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you. How you just take ordinary guys and ordinary women and you do unbelievable things through us. We give you praise for that. We thank you for this couple and their hearts and their hearts for people and all that's transpired here at this church. We pray, Father, for the church. We pray it continues to thrive. We pray for Steve, Lord, keep directing him down the right roads. We love you, Father, and we thank you for this special time. May we continue to put our eyes on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. How sweet is your name, Lord. How good you are. We love to sing of your name. Silence the boast of sin.
Yeah, as we think about that powerful name of Jesus, we want to come together and take communion to remember all he's done. Please go ahead and be seated. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this day, God. We just thank you for the time to come and celebrate all that you've done here through Steve and Kristen at Connection Point, and just for the lives that have been touched. Jesus, thank you for leaving heaven and coming to earth and living amongst us and just getting, helping us to get to know you better and to love you more. And God, we just thank you that you were willing to sacrifice yourself for us so that we could have eternal life. And Lord, thank you for ushering in your kingdom, that your kingdom is here and now. And God, we can be part of that kingdom. Lord, I just pray that we would always remember what it is you've done for us. We would remember the power in your name, the beauty in your name, and that we would seek to serve you and to see lost people come to know you for all of our lives and in everything that we do. God, we just give you the glory and the praise. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Merciful Savior. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he was having the Passover meal in the upper room with his disciples. It was during this meal that Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." Let's drink together. Let's pray. Lord Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we are so honored that we can take the Lord's Supper this morning, remembering your sacrifice, Jesus, so that we can be reconciled. We thank you so much for dying in our place, and we thank you that our sins are forgiven through your sacrifice. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the occasion that we come here today for. We thank you for Pastor Steve and Kristen and their 31 plus years of ministry here at Connection Point. God, we thank you so much for how you have worked through them to bless this community and beyond. And Heavenly Father, as we prepare to bring our tithes and our offerings this morning, God, we pray that you will bless them for the use of the advancement of your kingdom. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. And we thank you so much for all your blessings. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.
I'm so thankful that 31 years ago, you said yes to the call of the elders of this church to come and plant your ministry here in Brownsburg.
You've been our pastor and family for 25 years. We've watched our similarly aged children grow together and become grandparents together. We love you guys, and Patty and I wish you the best in your next phase of ministry.
Steve, it's been a pleasure to serve with you most of your 31 years. We love you, and we can't wait to see what this next stage of life is going to bring forward to you. Love you. Get it? Got it? Good.
Over 30 years ago, Larry Hartley, Bob Perkins, Dave Faulkner, and I asked Steve to move from Cincinnati to Brownsburg to be our lead pastor, our spiritual leader. It's been a hallelujah journey. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Kristen. Onward and upward.
Steve, Debbie and I want to thank you for you being a part of our lives. We've been part of the members of this church for the last 10 years. Your weekly challenges of common sense, authenticity, and love has penetrated us, and our family has grown so immensely. Your ministry has been an amazing blessing to all of us.
Pastor Steve, I want to thank you for just delivering wonderful messages week after week. Thank you. And Kristen, too. At a time when Hannah and I needed you the most, you were both there. You've just been a real blessing, and it's just a marvelous tribute to the work you've done here at Connection Point Church.
Steve, it has been an absolute honor and a blessing to serve under your leadership and your teaching as lead pastor of Connection Point. God has used you to teach us all so much about his kingdom, and we've experienced such great transformation that it's been unbelievable. Thank you, Steve, for sharing your heart with us, and thank you for being my brother in Christ.
Steve and Kristen, I just want to thank you for who you are. Kristen, you've been a friend and a mentor and a great encourager to my wife and so many women here, and so I just thank you for that. You can just look around and see the fruit of what passion and vision can do. God's blessings have been poured out not only here but throughout the world because of your vision and leadership.
Over this time, you have been a rock. You've remained positive, steadfast, and shown me what a man of God is all about. I so appreciate all of your hard work, long hours, and tons of encouragement that you provided all of us over these years. This will be a new chapter for both of us, but I pray, my brother, that the wonderful memories we, along with the entire congregation, have will be cherished in your heart.
I feel like you have literally fulfilled your purpose. I definitely feel like the Holy Spirit has a hold of your life, and I know it's not over, that even though you won't be Connection Point's lead pastor, that you will be continuing to use your talents and your gifts to further his kingdom. And I'm very thankful for that.
We would like to thank Steve, first of all, for his wise counsel when we came to him with a family issue, and also for the leadership he's given this church, because this church has meant a lot to us since we've moved here.
We just want to thank you for the impact that you've had on our family. And it's happened on so many different levels, between baptizing Amy and I at the same time, to take that leap of faith, to publicly say that, you know, we're going to be all in together, as well as, you know, providing counsel to us when our family was going through some tough stuff, you know, extended family collectively. And just the loving advice that you gave us.
Thank you for all the support over the years. You have been such a teacher and such a example of faith for us. And you've given Debbie and I so much strength over the years.
You have walked with me and my family through many, many trials. And you faithfully led us, and we just cannot thank you enough.
I'm looking forward to hearing about your new season of ministry, and I'm looking forward to letting you know where we are in our new season, moving forward too. So we appreciate you. Take care, and we love you.
I consider you and Kristen two of my dearest friends. Your understanding, your teaching, your support, your tolerance during my journey is the reason that I am now a Christian. And I just love you both for that. I wish you well in your retirement, and it's okay to spoil the grandkids.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever.
Blessings, O mine, with 10,000 beside.
for his faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we want to take a second here and invite Pastor Steve and Kristen to join us on stage. Well, God has truly been faithful to you too over the 31 years here and faithful to this church. And so we've got a few small gifts we want to give you. There's nothing that we could give that would ever truly represent how we feel about you guys. We just have a few things. So maybe other than some cards people want to mail in or whatever, but you know, gift cards. So one of the things we have is a picture that was painted by Connie Nobby from our church. It's a picture of you doing baptisms. Awesome. And Brian has a couple books. When you guys were gone this summer, we had people send in cards and letters and email just telling us how they felt about you, and we want you to have those to read when you're missing us, because you will be missing us. So. Yeah. And then we have a picture of you and Nate doing baptisms that we want to share with you, and you can put it on your desk at home. So thanks so much for everything. God bless.
Would you all be seated for a few moments? Bob had 15 minutes because I'm speaking 45. So get cozy. You good? You good? Let's do this one more time. Come on. Nah, the Colts kick off soon. We ain't going there, man. All right, because they're beating the Browns today. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. All right. I just want to say a couple of things. John Bennett, would you stand? Oh, John's over by the door. John is Vice President of Ministry Initiatives with Leadership Network, and I'll be working with him in my next season. I have my first meeting in San Jose, California, Suffering for Jesus in November at a conference with some of our leaders here. And it's the 400 most influential churches in America. Actually, we get to be at that event with them. And so welcome, John. It's so an honor to have John here from Dallas today. Thanks, John. I want to mention my little sister. You like that? Yeah. This is actually my big sister, my wife's sister. How's that? Angie, would you stand? Her husband, Ed, who's like a brother to me, and baby Lucy, and Jamie. That's right. You know, if you guys just said, Steve is so wise, my sister's a strategic planner. And this dude is like, any wisdom I have is from these three right here. And so love you, big sis. And thanks, you guys, for coming. The service is awesome. If you ever wonder, you know, I mean, I'm around, but I'm not somebody who's going to be ever, like, making a big impact. Trust me. Every teacher I had in elementary age, middle school, and high school went, ain't no way. There's no way in the world they would have ever projected that we would be doing what we're doing and where we've been doing it for a long time. When our dad died, Angie was 14, I was 9, my brother was 5, almost 5. We were in Clovis, New Mexico. I'd only been there 2 months. So Mom found a job, couldn't have a car for 2 years, but she found a job. We could walk to school, and she found a church home. In that church home, we get off this train, and they have a cupboard full of food and a refrigerator full of food, and the pastor's name was Max Hickerson. And so while my dad had been taken, it was out of control. 9-year-old kid. What happens then? So we walk into this place, and I'm all about the food. Always have been, always will be. Not a good thing, but it was full of, I said, where's this, our new church family? And Ron Hickerson, would you stand? His father was my pastor and my dad. And Ron, thank you for making a trip from Houston, Texas today, Dr. Ron Hickerson. Thanks, Ron, for being here. Most of you have met Max, and you know the kind of man that he was. And it was that church where God was birthing in my heart, and we had to sit in the front where the preacher could watch us. And it was embarrassing. And he was practical. He was a practical guy. I mean, one night we baptized each other like 20 times on a Sunday night. You remember that, Rob? And he gave us notes that I have in my file, that I moved out of my file this week to my file at home, and it says, if you're ever in the river, baptize against the current, against the current. This is how practical the man was. My first message in high school, the three of us were each going to be preaching a message. And I'd worked on it really hard. Come in the office, first thing he says is, have you sat on the toilet yet? Don't look at me like TMI. No, he said, did you sit on the toilet yet? This is how practical my preacher was. I mean, he walked me through all kinds of stuff like that, and anything that I am, it's the God and my mother and the influencers and your dad and this guy who went to so many Reds baseball games. The most important thing I learned from your dad, though, was it was okay for pastors to boo at ball games, the referees and umpires. And he was a heck of a booer. Boo! It was awesome. It was awesome. So my son never committed a foul. You know that. So you had to boo when that happened. Ron and I have been close forever, and his father just went to heaven not long ago. Ron calls me on the phone. Something's wrong with Dad. 18 days later, Dad goes to be with Jesus. What do you do when that happens? My quiet time yesterday morning, I landed in Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Just one verse. Oh, by the way, whatever approach you want to take to your study, I recommend a verse a day. Just pick what works for you. But one that just lays her in on that, you know? And yesterday morning said, Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life, creates new things out of nothing. So your dad dies when you're 9, or your dad dies when he's 85. Feels the same. We don't get closure in this life for that stuff. So you have to believe in the one who came back from the dead and who creates life out of nothing. I need all my peeps to stand at once. So, Ron, get back up. John, would you stand? We've been to so many Reds games together and travel all over creation with this guy. He has a Cincinnati Reds baseball collection worth probably millions of dollars. A lot of money. But John, he's a happy guy. He's a low-key guy. He called me a few years ago. I married them in Cincinnati, and his wife had cancer, and she was dying. We prayed in the living room and had her funeral. And now God has given him a new bride. And this is a woman who had walked through some tough challenges in her life, stayed faithful. And God, when you lose your mate, when you're young like that, you put your faith and hope in the one who brings life back from the dead and creates something new when there's nothing. Rob, would you stand? Man, this is my roomie. Don't you dare seek him out for stories, because it'll all be true, all right? We had so much fun together. He lived down the street from me as well, so we hung out at church, high school, roomies. We opened the dorm at Cincinnati Christian University in 1973 when they opened that dorm. And I love this guy. He's now very high level in the athletic department at the University of Louisville, the best sports program in college. Is that true, Bob? That's it, man. Woo-hoo! But yesterday, he drove all the way up here from Louisville after the football game, his responsibilities with the university, to be here for this. And 5 years ago, Rob has cancer, colon cancer. It's bad. And here he is 5 years later. What do you do when you're told at that age that your colon is full of cancer? What do you do? You place your hope in the one who came back from the dead, who creates something new out of nothing. Dennis Jones. Amen. Come on, buddy. Now, yeah, I'm going there. These guys are good guys. You're not getting a microphone, though. I love these guys. And Dennis, dear friend, and we covered a lot of ground through Frisch's. It was about the Cherry Coke and the girls. And we invited him to church, talked about Jesus. That's what it was about, right? But I know how many miles I've ridden over in that little Camaro, and you're changing those speeds. Oh, my gosh. All over creation, Cincinnati. But I love these guys. And so Dennis, a few years ago, I'm having heart surgery. Now I'm having heart surgery again. We're getting divorced. I was by him the day of his wedding. But the God who came back from the dead, who makes new things out of nothing. And here you are, because, you know, this place is about messy grace. That's all we know here is messy grace. And you guys are representing that. Thank you for being here and living out the truth of that. Would you thank my friends for making the journey here today, man? I'm telling you. But I do want to say just a word about these elders here. I'm really not going to go 45, I promise. I'll wrap it up pretty quick here. You heard our elders speak and four other stories you heard the last few months. When you hear these elders speak and you see them, the way they carry themselves, do you see why I have zero concern about the future of this church? That's right. I trust my life with these men, and you should as well. They watch over you as shepherds who will give an account one day for your soul. They pray that way. They think that way. They dream that way. They plan that way. If you've never been anointed for prayer, next time it's available, I think I'd show up if I were you, because you'll be blessed by it. I could tell you miracle after miracle. I hear out here at the lobby, because thanking the guys for the prayer and anointing of these men. And they were so blessed by them. And the three executive pastors, Craig Hansen is home with the flu. Told me yesterday he's home with the flu. I said, please stay home. We don't want to see you, bro. It'll be on the website. But Craig, wonderful leader, executive pastor. Greg, man, we love you. Brian, our CFO. We have the best leadership. These three guys and our staff. I want all our staff members to stand where you are. I know there are lots of different places. We have the strongest staff we've ever had. There's no doubt about it. I'm telling you. Unbelievable. And so, you know, when I say to you, basically, three things, we love you. And three words, how in the world do you describe that love? But I told you, the church makes the preacher. Your love, your hunger for God, that's made this guy who got straight D's in conduct in the sixth grade and the fourth grade. I got him to C in the fifth grade. I would have every initial today as a child that they applied to children. They didn't apply initials back then. They just said, he's just a busy child. Not very focused child. If God can do that through the Holy Spirit and the people of God, he can do that with you. But you have made us, you've made our ministry, and as God leads our next leader here, you will make that preacher, already a great preacher and teacher, man of God, you'll make him even greater as you study, as you pray for him, as you love on him and his family, as you hunger for the word. And so as we kind of wrap up and we say thank you for sure, we love you for sure, there's no doubt the best is yet to come for sure. I promise you, and let me tell you why. There are two other guests that I've invited to come today, and they demonstrate this truth. Howard Brammer, would you please come out? Howard was the pastor. The pastor whom God used to build the very dynamic Traders Point Christian Church in our city. The most important thing, this man, he prays at the Brickyard every year. You know what I'm saying? So he's a celebrity too. But more than that, he's a big brother. He's a buddy to me and a big brother. I just love this man so deeply. And it's a strong church today. Great pastoral succession means the church keeps going this direction. Traders Point has done that because of the ministry built by this man and the leadership who he passed the torch to. It's happening. And he'll be now moving back to Cincinnati, to Mason Christian Village, so you guys can come and see him all the time, which is going to be awesome. So they're going to be moving back to Cincinnati. Give me an excuse to go get La Rosa's pizza, baby. Come on. All right. Bob, yeah, I know, yeah. Lee Powell, come on out, Lee. Yeah. Lee and I met just a couple of years ago when we went to the Pastoral Succession Conference. I had planned on retiring in 4 years, had that plan for a long time, kind of what the schedule was going to look like, how we were going to do that, approach that. And so we asked Mark Kleiss to go with us, who recently retired from Proxair, and Brian, our CFO, and Kristen and I, and And we gave her a little plan, and they went, "That's cute." And the CEO, Dave Travis, said, "That's a nice little plan. The problem is it's going to go faster than you think that you put on the board." I went, "He doesn't know. I've got this. I've had like this plan for a long time. It's no problem." Then I said to Kristen, "Honey, what's it like? What do you think about that?" Anyway, that began a process of discussion with a lot of people that maybe is it time? It would be a good season to transition. And God has made that so clear over the last year and a half, 2 years, so clear, the timing of this. And when you hear what happens in the future as this unfolds, I know what's developing here. Trust me, the best is yet to come. And the same thing happened with Lee's place. Howard had to leave early because of Parkinson's, so he had to leave pretty quickly. They had an interim teacher, and then they hired a leader. Lee had to leave his ministry early, about 10,000 people in Toledo, Ohio, that they started in a living room, because of Parkinson's. And God's just forged a deep love for both these guys. And I like Lee's pastoral succession approach. He walks into the staff from the elders meeting, and he says, "So, I'm going to be leaving. We're going to go to Texas where our grandkids are. You two stay after the meeting." They stayed, and Lee said, "I'm going to appoint one of you lead pastor in a couple of weeks. Get out of my office. See you in a few weeks." This is true. He comes back. He goes, "Ben, you're the man." And these guys are going, "You could have saved us a heck of a lot of money and time." You know what I'm saying? But in their situation, God has every situation unique. In our situation, it was a strong sense of me that a consensus of our eldership really needed to be making this decision for us. They had somebody prepared who was ready for that. And so every situation is different, but so blessed by you guys. And they're going to have a prayer for a minute, but I do want to thank one more time. What do you think of my buddy, Bob Cherry? Thank you, Bob. Vicki, would you stand? Vicki, would you both stand? Vicki, yes, don't give me that no. You're not directing the program here like you were at church. Vicki, thank you. And they've become so dear to us. Kristen loves Vicki like a sister. I love Bob like a brother. And it's just what a gift they've been to us. And so what a blessing today. Dave and Candy Fast spouse, would you stand as well? Dave and Candy, dear friends. Oh, man. And here in Indy, we had a little pastor pal group. And Dave was a part of it. And John Caldwell and Howard Brammer and myself. We had no agenda, just to hang out and pray with each other and laugh together and cry together. And so we've been through a lot of turf together. And God, only God would bring a man like that in the season we're in to have you here. What a gift you are to this church in our transition. And we just thank you, Dave and Candy, for who you are. Would you thank them for accepting the call to be a part of our ministry here? Oh, man. Now, I don't need to stop because East 91st Street is going to have a panic if they say, "Oh, wait, he's at our church." He's at both. He's part-time, so nobody has a panic. Put that on the record. Just make sure we know that. All right. But thank you all so much. And so I've asked these men if they would say a word with us. They'll have our closing prayer, and then we'll be dismissed. So, Lee, go ahead.
So Steve and I met at a conference, as he said, 2 years ago, and we had a conversation towards the end of the conference, and I told him, "I'm going to be in Indianapolis, you know, out your way. I'd love to come by and visit your church." He said, "Sure." And so we set the time and the hour, and I'm looking for this little country church in a cornfield. And I pull onto the parking lot, and I'm like, wow. And so Steve and I, he took me on a tour of the building, and then we had dinner together. And I can tell you this, I instantly liked him, and I've grown to love him. And he's just, he has this infectious personality where you know that he loves you. And so that's been a big part of what's happened at this church. And not just Steve, but Kristen. They came down to visit us in Texas, God's country. And we went to Magnolia, which in hindsight may have been a mistake because they spent so much money, our wives. You know, actually, my wife said about Kristen, she said, "I really like her. I like her a lot. And just doesn't take very long. You just warm up to these guys." And that's been so much of this church, is the fact that they are so easy to love and they love you. With that in mind, let's pray. God, we are so grateful that when you tapped these two on the shoulder and called them to Brownsburg that you said, or that they said yes. Their personalities, their enthusiasm for the church, their love for people, Steve's passion for the lost. I think of the scripture that says, without vision, people perish. Churches perish without leaders with vision and a heart for people who are far from God. And Steve has kept that fire burning in his heart. And we're so thankful for that. We thank you for these two. We love them. May the years ahead be more fruitful than the years behind. We ask it in Christ's name. And all God's children said, amen.
Wow. Here we are, the last day, the last service of your ministry here. And what a 31-year time it's been. Not many pastors, as you know, have the opportunity of working in a church like this church, where Bob preaches and Lee was and where I was. What a blessing. What a blessing to be in a church like that. But there's also a blessing after the ministry. That's being a retired pastor of a great church. Because Steve and Kristen, you're going to benefit from what you have taught over the years. You've taught these people how to love. You've taught them how to care. You're going to be a recipient of that in ways that you never imagined in this retirement period. So we're just here to say congratulations, best wishes, and we're really happy for you, and we anticipate the future. You've teed the ball up for the next guy, and he will come in. You got a great group of guys here, and so great things are coming, and you'll still benefit from what's going on as a retired pastor. Love you too. Let's pray again, all right? Into your presence, Lord, we come again to acknowledge you and to call upon you. Lord, we need you and we want you. And Father, we want you to lead this couple from this point on. We pray, Lord, for the richest of your blessings. We pray, Lord, that ministry opportunities will continue to come their way. We pray that they will continue to grow and know you better and deeper day by day. Lord, we pray a protection about this congregation, which doesn't belong, never did belong to Steve, but has always been your church. And we just ask that, Lord, you would protect them in these transitional days, that you would give them vision, understanding, insight, and guidance. So we come today to say goodbye and hello. Goodbye to 31 years and hello to a brand new horizon for the Cornerstone Christian Church, or that is the Connection Point Christian Church. I'm catching on. And so we pray in the name of Jesus, and all of the people said, amen. Amen.
Messy grace, that's what we do.
Thanks so much for joining us today and for celebrating this wonderful couple. Have a great day. Thanks.